I'd like to welcome someone who's going to be featured here a week from tonight. Suzanne is a wonderful writer, and she's going to be performing her set with Mike Santoro on keyboard. And the other performer that night is Charlie Cover, who's a wonderful songwriter. Please give a big welcome to Suzanne Owens.
Hi. Thanks, Ellen. Looking forward to the features tonight, too. This is a poem from my book called Harvesting Ice. And it's when I moved from the family house into Gardner, into a converted mill. And it quite intrigued me to live in an old mill that had been converted into apartments. And it's section 5, 6, and 7 of this long poem. My new apartment. Every room is unpredictable. The walls are all unfamiliar with 90 degrees. I feel at one with them. In each crevice, a bookcase, a piano, a childhood armoire fits. My present folds into each drawer. My past hangs on the walls. Across the ceiling, the honest geometry of pipes. But those wooden beams that jut out in middle spaces, if I had their bolts as big as fists to brace me up, I might look sideways at each fissure. My eyes don't have to focus through the evening. There is no possibility of flower, lawn, or new fawn grazing. Store lights blaze through the blare from a bar. A voice lacerates the haze. Words conceived from asphalt and tar rip open my drapes. Then I hear that sound again, so delicate as I recall. A glass that shatters on a wall. I am on guard. It is not love's silhouette shifting in the shadows of the alley or in the headlights rounding a corner. It is the inaudible spray of inorganic. The computer train doesn't stop here anymore, not even for ghosts. I read the poem by Saigo, written 10 centuries ago. Little boat with no treadboard crossing the straits. Take care. The hail pelts wildly and the swift wind seeps in. Across the street, the building barely breathes, awaiting a living will. I read the ritual of birds that feast on the mill's remains. Its hieroglyphs gouged in brick recall a water-powered saw and grist mill century with windows empty, broken, boarded up, frosted in decades of dust. Gloom lolls over their sills and the pigeons roosting there. The birds disappear like crumbs into a gullet of rooms coated with rancor, rot, urine, and the smell of child sweat from child labor. Trucks pass beneath a sagging bridge that connects my building to the abandoned mill. A girl leans over, no trespassing the bridge rail. She is the fog child, born when warm air and cold air meet. The girl is as still as a lighthouse. She knows the rocks. As I move toward elucidation, a gust blows her torn skirt, shifts her shawl, and she floats back into a vacancy. Not even the night can detect the rain break or cadaver of winter can touch. Thanks.
Thank you, Suzanne. Once again, Suzanne is one of the featured artists of Wheaton tonight, along with Charlie Cover.